T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Monica. Oh my God.
He's such a badass. Actually, the band was such...
They were so great. They had their moment, man. They continued to have their moment. They had a long moment.
They had a lot of moments. I was reading about David Lee Roth's solo tour last night, actually. So you know who Steve Vai is?
Mm-hmm.
Guitar player guy. He was the guitar player for David Lee Roth, and he...
In David Lee Roth's solo band.
And he was saying, he was like a kid, you mm-hmm. know, and he was saying, I just watched that. I was part of it, but I watched the whole thing like a show because of the decadence and the lunacy that David Lee Roth had going on as he just carved a path around the world.
Right.
Of naked ladies.
Mm.
He was like, I was in a relationship and I was pretty young and making, you know, really good money for the first time.
Was it Skyscraper or Tobacco Road or something?
It was both of those.
Were those like...
I think Tobacco Road was the first
89,
one.
89, 90, 91?
I don't know. Like,
A long time ago.
As I read about it, he was like, I tell these stories to people and they just can't believe that was happening on a nightly basis.
Yeah. You got to believe it. It's what that guy was up to.
These shows. Well, but one of the things he was saying in the interview, he goes, people in the business today can't believe that was
right.
Not only going on, but allowed to go on, and they, I guess, enabled it.
Well, it was David Lee Roth. You got to keep that guy happy. It's a loud mouth.
Yeah, but you would think that you would say, someone would go.
Absolutely.
Listen,
you would think that, but it wouldn't happen.
You need to calm the hell
Oh, really?
Down.
Do I? Because I'm your money-making machine. I'm Diamond Dave. You want the money? You keep the cocaine and the naked bitches coming.
I guess. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyway.
I got to say, though, when I think of a rock star, like, that's who I think of.
Sure.
Like, rock stars, like, you know, that are on the road doing their, you know, meditation circles, sewing patches on their clothes and
no.
eating vegan food. That just doesn't feel...
You mean Michael Franti?
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
No, I feel like Michael Franti is...
I was thinking about him on the way to work this morning. That's why
he's like another whole thing.
Dimension. He's like crazy. I wanted to ask Kooman...
They have some of the people in that band party.
No, he eats fish.
Oh. So he's a pescatarian.
Right. So he doesn't eat any meat.
I mean, I've never seen him eat meat, yeah.
Well, when we went out to lunch one time, he took me to a place that was... it was like a vegan Mexican place.
Uh-huh.
Like no good.
Madre?
Yeah. Gracia Madre.
Yeah, I love that place.
Here?
Of course
mm-hmm.
you do. Well, you love vegan food.
19th and Mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just...
Delicious.
...reading that place the other day. I'm all, that's not for me. I'm going to need all the meat.
I'm going to need meat every day. Yeah. No, he's... I feel like...
But, I mean, he's still a rock star. Don't get me wrong.
No, he is. I know. That's true.
You're talking about the meditation and vegan.
That's Michael Franti.
You're right. It is. And he does... He's like the hug guy and the guy who will do yoga before...
Sure.
Meet me before the show and we'll do yoga together.
Right.
That's right. It's totally a different deal.
Yeah. Well, he's the epitome of today's rock star then.
Yeah, sure.
David Lee Roth is the epitome of yesteryear's
rock star.
That's
what Steve Vai was talking about, though. He was saying, I try to tell stories to people today, and they can't believe that was going on every day all around the world, and it was all good. Meanwhile, people... Most people can't keep that pace up for a minute.
No. Yeah. David Lee Roth is like a special kind of pacemaker. He really... And the thing was, like, when they were in the band, when they first started Van Halen, he had all these ideas about what they should be and you know, what... They all had to be single. They all said they were younger than they were. They had...
Well, that's marketing.
Yeah. No, he was like, look, guys... here's how it's going to be. And just their public image needed to be that they were just like badass, playboy, party animals.
And they were.
And they turned out that they...
And it sold.
Yeah. Well, and some of them became total alcoholics over it and, you know, had all kinds of problems. Although, who knows if they would have anyway.
Probably.
I mean, yeah. But he was, you know, he's always been concerned with like, no, you got to...
Image.
We got to live this life.
Well, and I think
it was just his way of making sure that they lived that life. I pretty much need to do my thing every day, so.
So you guys need to support me on this.
I'm just trying to keep us cool, man. Wow. Ow. Wow. Wow.
It's Friday.
Wow. Who was telling us?
I was looking at David Lee Roth's age. He's 63.
Oh, man. Someone told a story about him one time, like a musician that we had come through here, a younger person, and they were recording at some studio, and David Lee Roth was at the same studio in another studio, and he comes walking into their you know, unit, and he sits down and he goes, "Hello, people of today."
This is Matt Nathanson's
story. I knew it was something like that.
Okay,
so
that's
good.
Sort of ringing it
right
out.
Which I always think about. Like, there's a guy who is just, like, watching, just sitting with that smile on his face and kind of watching the world. People of today. That's a great story. Oh, man. Speaking of Matt Nathanson, I follow him on Instagram. So, you know, he's always...
posting pictures of his cat.
Of his cat or, you know, whatever. Didn't he have shingles recently or something, too? He's just, like, all kinds of... Something like that. All kinds of crap going on. And, but you know what? It's like my favorite song is that Headphones On song that we were playing here for a while.
Yeah.
And it's just so, it's always going through my head. Not like payphone. Payphone is stuck there forever. Just any, but Headphones On. So I've been playing it, telling my personal assistant device to play that. And I don't know. So now Matt Nathanson, David Lee Roth, people.
And you love that song.
I do. I love that song. Just popped into my head. It's Friday. By the way, so I've been on steroids this whole week.
Yes.
And
you feel stronger?
It's not really about that. I feel so
stronger every day.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Everything
Are you high?
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely.
Is that why the pharmacist said you're going to like this
she goes,
or whatever?
Yeah, she was like, oh, a lot of people really like this drug.
You're very bright-eyed right now.
I'm not high, but I'm definitely like on
alert
steroids. I'm on something. I know. It's really weird. Like, all these random thoughts are occurring to me. Like, went out for dinner last night with the kids, and
where'd you go?
Just this pizza place near my house. It's pizza and pasta and stuff.
Got ya.
But I actually had a beer.
Pizza's pretty good.
Oh, pizza, so good.
Yeah.
They do this pizza there with
this
like...
This is the potato?
No, no, it is the place that does that. But last night we got one that had like prosciutto and just piled with arugula with olive oil. And
arugula?
Oh my God, it's like a salad pizza.
Oh, get that out
of
here.
Oh no, it was so good. So, I don't remember where the story... Oh yeah,
you
so
had a beer.
So I actually had a beer.
I'm going to follow right up behind you all day today. So I'm going to remind you what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you.
I'm seriously going to need it. I'm like going
to
be your pooper scooper behind you.
Thank you. All right.
What? So
not
you had
that
a
I just
beer?
I just felt like it? Literally never drink during. I don't do anything during the week because I feel like my only commitment is I got to get up at 4 in the morning. I need to get
it's
my
a good
sleep.
Plan,
I need
Sarah.
To right. I feel like it is because I am
Works
always in danger of falling off a cliff. Like, there's no question that there's a bad part of me that wants to take over at all times. It has this week because of the steroids. So last night, 5:30 or whatever, we walk over there. And they have such a nice selection of beers there. So I order this IPA. And I'm done with the first one. I'm like, wow, I feel amazing. I feel so good.
I'm high.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to have another beer.
And this is all for you?
Huh?
This is the four of you.
Yeah, all four of us.
Oh, so
there.
Your boy's not at Berkeley during this.
This week is study week. Mm-hmm. So he's got to go back for finals. I think he's leaving Saturday or something. And actually, it was funny, too, because we had a lockdown situation in Mill Valley yesterday.
I was texting you.
I know. And it was so funny because we were out back working on the yard and the. I'm like, what are these helicopters doing over? Like, this is ridiculous. What, you know, we're like shouting to each other to try to hear each other. So finally, I go in the house and I pick up my phone to be like, what's good? Is there something happening? Because I can see that a couple of them are police ones, but there's definitely the KTVU one was up there, I think.
KTVU, KGO was up there.
And I pick up my phone and there's 15 texts on my phone and alerts all over it and stuff. And I see Uzette's trying to warn me that there's a shooter. And it was so it was like a crazy day. And my son was at his tutoring, which was right near the area. It's not right there. He wasn't like, but it was a shelter in place thing. So then John had to go and actually pick him up. Because he wasn't allowed to walk out.
Oh.
So I went over and got a table. And then that's when I made the decision about the beer. Because I was sitting by myself. I'm like, well, you know.
What the people want to know is, did you have a second beer?
Yes,
Sarah did have a second beer.
Right.
And it was delicious.
And then you had a third beer?
No.
I was thinking you should take more steroids.
On.
No, I can't take any more steroids.
Did you smoke weed then?
No. It doesn't turn into a raging party story, I'm sorry to say. But it was super unusual for me. And then I looked at the beer. I was like, wow, I am effed up. Like, I'm super messed up. Not super. Like, I wasn't falling or anything, but.
You were feeling it.
I was feeling it. And then I looked at the menu, and they had all the percentages of how. It was like, it was beer that was like a 6.4. Isn't that pretty high for beer?
Yeah, I think normal beer is 3-something.
Yeah, so this was like some Canadian IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It was so delicious.
I think the strongest, well, I'm sure there's the strongest,
right?
Yeah.
But I think usually it's like 8% or something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that.
It was a max.
6.4.
I've had beer that has been like 12%.
Yeah, I think
like
there's always someone who
craft
will
brewery stuff,
ramp
whatever.
That crap up.
Yeah.
But I think usually 8% is like, that's considered a very strong beer.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing was, I felt like, you know, why can't I have two? I was like, why am I? So I was like, oh, maybe it's the stories. I looked at the thing, but it was like a 6.4
nice.
Or something. I know. Yeah.
Good
so it was. So I walked home and.
Did you skip?
No, I didn't skip. But I was feeling like that mix of just like guilt for partying on a week. Like I never
That's
did.
Funny.
Like these steroids are making me make terrible decisions.
When are you off those?
Not till next Friday.
Oh.
I know. But I'm going like I'm ramping down. Like today is my second day of two pills.
Mm-hmm.
And then by Monday, I'll be on one pill and then. I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You know what's funny that you say that?
What?
So my 4-year-old will skip from a room, and I've watched that and just thought, oh. And you know, even the kids, you see kids who get so passionate. There's the sort of that age window. Even musicians are at their best when they're young because they've got passion and
time
they're into it.
Yep.
And they feel
hungry.
This so
yeah.
very much. And
all
as you get older,
feelings.
I mean, life's still great,
yep.
but you're sort of like, look, this is my life, and yeah. I'm not going to get too worked up over every damn thing. I
right.
mean, who? I got to sleep tonight, and I got to go to the bathroom, and I want to eat some dinner. There's a day. Done.
Right.
I can't be all skipping out of the room over nothing.
Well, I weigh more now, too. It's weird how, like, the older I got, like, I was so into horses, everywhere I went, I would canter. Like, you know... I would always run like that.
Oh my God.
Everywhere. And I would change leads as I went around corners.
You've got to be kidding.
No, like for years, even now, I'm sure that if I still had the energy to run, I would do that. Also, dance classes. When I was taking dance classes as a little girl, I would shuffle ball change through things, or you'd do like this, you know, a shimmy step to get in a door. So I can totally picture her doing that. And I also remember walking around just on my balls of my feet. Just letting my, like, as though I was wearing high heels at all times.
Oh.
You ever do that? Walk around just like you have high heels just on your
well,
toes?
Well, like if I'm
toes.
Cold or you're tiptoeing. Like when I, sometimes if I get out of the shower and I'm cold, for some reason I do walk like.
Oh.
What? Well, maybe because you don't want your whole foot on the
right.
cold tile?
Maybe, I don't know.
My point being, That really only alcohol can bring back that youthful enthusiasm for life.
Alcohol!
Right? I mean, there you are, smiling as you walk down the street for no damn reason.
I know. I just felt like a fool, you know? It's like there is a rational part of me still in there going, wow, you are kind of messed up on a Thursday night. Like, what's happening
to you?
I guess.
No, that's fun. I mean, you made it to bed, right?
Shortly thereafter, I passed right out.
Here you are with the story to tell.
Oh, yes. Woo!
Way to live.
Well, yep. It's a good thing. That's all I have.
What you got, Vinny?
Yeah.
Are you high on?
No.
Life?
Well, you know, last night was one of those nights where we went to Dharma. I had
What's Dharma?
Dharma's this health food restaurant. I had brown rice and steamed vegetables for dinner.
Ooh. Any like, kind of sauce
do you mean
on that?
Ooh, like gross or
no,
ooh,
like
delicious?
That sounds light and delicious.
Yeah, it was light and delicious. No
sauce. I want
sauce.
That place near my house.
It's really good.
We have a pizza place. That's it.
I mean, I like pizza too.
Sure, but I would much rather eat a bowl. I mean, I'd feel so much better about myself if I just ate a bowl
my
of rice.
My surf season is over, and now I've got to exercise and get my act together. So that's what I was up to. Yeah. I just I ate a sensible meal.
Yeah. I forgot to exercise yesterday.
Oh. Well, this newfound strength of steroid, you should really take advantage of that while you can.
We have to do that.
Today.
I follow, Vinny gave me this Apple Watch, like, I don't know, 2 months ago, maybe
now? I don't know.
So now Bryn set it up, so I'm following you guys. So every day I can see what Bryn and Vinny are up to.
Right.
You know, I didn't do anything yesterday.
Whether or not they closed their exercise rings and stuff. Yeah, I was happy to see you didn't do anything because I didn't do anything either. I was like, yeah. We didn't do anything.
On the weekends, though, I kill that thing before 8 a.m. on the weekends.
That's so funny.
Like when I go for a surf,
sure.
I can trash all the circles in 2 hours.
I get out of the water and go,
oh, my day's done.
I can go take a nap. I can go lay on the couch. I can pull a Sarah and Uzi.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't put it on the weekend, really, unless I actually am going to work out. Oh, my God. I'm so sweaty.
It's warm in here.
Can you crank it down a little bit?
Well, no, because we're trying to get your jacket
off. It's off. It's already off, Vinny.
How can we get that top off?
We can't.
Yeah.
I wore the wrong top,
It's
though.
Friday, Sarah. Come on.
It is Friday. Are the cameras on?
Yeah.
No. Well, I guess the top stays on then.
Dang it! Oh, hey. So when yesterday, our big boss came into town.
Yeah.
The guy, the CEO. I don't know if the proper word is the owner because his dad owned it, I think now because it's public.
What do you call it?
He's the president.
Okay.
Whatever.
The president sounds right.
But it started as a family. But anyway, whatever. He was in town yesterday, and so we're all sort of, let's find the guy and say hello.
Yeah.
And then we didn't find him. You ended up in someone's office eating their sweet tarts, which I don't get. But
well, I saw a bowl of candy.
She's like, oh, I see candy. I'm going in. Me and Vinny look at each other. We're like, oh, she's going to have a stomach ache.
I am getting the hell out of here is what I'm doing. And then I went, you know what? We can't leave her. And we stopped around the corner to wait. There you come, you know.
Do you want some?
It's just a little thing of Smarties.
Whatever.
But I couldn't resist. There it was. I was like, ooh.
So I carried my bag on our mission and left from the hallway. But did he end up catching you?
No.
Did you see him?
We came back for a couple waited minutes and then asked if he was going to be around and we're told no. So
we left.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
Yeah, 5-10 minutes after you left. We didn't hang out for very long.
So no David Field meeting.
All
right.
Nope. Hooman, what did you do yesterday? Where are you?
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
No. What did I do? I went to the Tipping Point Benefit Gala. Leon Bridges was performing.
Oh, he's got a new record out today that we're going to try and get to.
Yeah, so that was, star-studded. Jimmy Garoppolo was there.
Oh, was he?
Jimmy G?
Jimmy G, bunch of movers.
Were his pants tight?
I don't remember seeing
that. Is this a wiener thing? Look at Uzi.
Wait, is this because you know someone who has a photograph of him and his wiener is super, like, prominent in it?
Hi. Yeah.
And they didn't even notice
this is with clothes on, people. He's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And then, but the pants are tight and There it is.
So, Hooman, yes or no? Could you see Jimmy G's
D? I didn't talk to him. He was, like, surrounded by people.
You don't have to talk to him. Yeah,
I
didn't.
I, my eyes didn't go to his crotch. No, I'm going to be honest with you.
What a disappointment.
Okay.
God.
You know, hey, you want to hear
something
stupid?
For this show.
You know our guy Rage? That's his name, everyone.
Eugene?
Rage.
Yeah.
Is it Eugene?
It is Eugene.
That's why you just called him out, man.
That's
his name.
I always go, hey, Eugene.
This is a dude who's got a look, mm-hmm. and he is farming this look at all times. He's always styled, and he's got the cool shoes, the smell. He's got a scent going on about
tattoos.
Him. He's all linked up. He had
jewelry.
He's got jewelry. And
his
the other day,
Rage.
What is he? He's the raging Asian. Everyone.
Yeah. He comes into our office the other day, and he's got like a pair of bright red shoes on. I noticed, and mm-hmm. I'm sort of looking him up and down, and he's got this giant belt buckle.
Oh.
And I'm trying to figure out what it is, and I realize I'm staring at his man area for way too long.
Did he notice?
I don't know if he noticed, but I immediately, when I realized I'd been trying to decipher his belt, that must be why a guy does that, right?
To stare at your junk?
Well, he's got a big belt buckle, and I can't tell. It looked like it might be the two C's, but I'm all, is he wearing a Chanel belt?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, no, well.
He was wearing a fur hat the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Russian fur hat?
No, not like the round. It was more like a hoodie type hat.
Oh.
But it was
like
furry.
With the ear flaps?
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Hey, since we're talking about Rage, that time he
and
came...
why wouldn't we be?
Well, what,
he's
by
a
the
random
way,
production
he's
guy from the.
Fine, he is.
Oh, you
so
like him?
He's fine.
Yes.
Oh, sounds like you would hit that.
No, I'm not going to hit that.
I mean, if you
he's
were single,
he's half my age.
That's well,
does
that matter?
He's
so very young. Of course,
does
you're not going to hit that.
Yeah. He's half
no,
my age.
I could look at someone and not have sexual. You know, I don't want to do him, but I think he's gorgeous.
Oh, I haven't really thought of him like that. I'll think about him like
well,
that.
Yeah.
See
that
if I,
he puts
see if
it
I
all
also...
together every day.
Yeah. He's just a little bit too, like, ha, for me. Like, ha.
In your face?
Ha.
He's
Rage.
A nice boy.
He's incredibly friendly.
Oh, yes. That,
I
but,
wish
like,
everyone in this building was
like
as friendly as him.
Whack me with a flying hand.
Me too.
Don't you agree?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Anyway, that day he came on the Secret Show, I don't know if you got a chance to talk or hang out with him afterwards, but his armpits were drenched, soaking wet, like he was sweating.
From being on the air?
Or being on the air with normally... us and asking, you know, us asking all those questions about his relationships and his dating.
Funny.
And I go, man, you really sweated a lot. And he goes, man, he goes, I'm drenched. His arm, he was all pitted out and everything.
Oh.
I'm like, should we not do that again to you? And he goes, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. It was fine. I'm fine. And then, you know, he walked away.
Right.
Well, anyway, I don't think boys should wear detailed belt buckles. They make me stare at their man area, and I realize too late, and I become very uncomfortable.
Well, if he caught you, you could just say, I'm sorry, I was trying to decipher your belt buckle. I wasn't.
It's all. It's,
I wasn't
none
trying
of that
to check
is,
out your man area.
Socially, it's all awkward. The whole thing isn't acceptable.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
well,
now we're going to have to look at his belt buckle.
I don't know if he does that every day.
Well,
I don't
we'll
know.
Have to
well,
look
now
and
I just
find
have to
out.
Look. Now I'm just going to go there.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go, everyone. Yay. It's Friday. Hit it.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.